Seaworth. For the Pelican School of Rock, we love Project Object. Thanks for having us out. You're going to see one of my former students, Eric Slick, as the new drummer of Project Object tonight. I'm very proud of that. Thank you. Jake Hagar. There's Dave Marizella. Project Object Tour 2012. Okay, so obviously we're not doing Zappa Free all tonight because we're actually into doing different things since then. We're going to close with a Zappa tune. But for the next song, I tried to find the least Zappa song to present for you possible. So here is the diametrically opposite musical piece to Frank Zappa music. Yes, Ben Klingblad. Yes, yes. From Sweden. Ben Klingblad, who wants us all to know that it is pronounced Ikea. So there you go. Ikea. Ikea. Cheap furniture warehouse. I'm sorry, I've had a long day. I actually will go to Ikea with my wife sometimes just to eat lunch. Like, the meatballs are really good. A little like, yeah. So, you know. Anybody like Black Sabbath?
Thank you.
Cox, Julia Rayner, Dina Gleason, and the prettiest girl of all, Mr. Will Wright. Okay, this is also from the not very Zappa catalog.
Thank you.
and Bosco. Okay, we learned one Zappa tune for you. Pretty good, too. Eric, over here. Is it your birthday today, Eric Anderson? Come here. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Anderson's birthday. Terry Coleman. Jewish princess, I'd say. Right, sir? Happy Passover!
Aziz and Pesach.
Well, folks, we're back. This is the beginning of our tour. And, I think we finished the tour a year ago here, didn't we? Yeah. So, and I see a lot of you are back. So settle in. I hope you're ready for a long night, right? Yeah. Call the babysitter. First off, let's hear it once again for the Paul Green School of Rock. Those kids send us back to the woodshed every time. And you might see some of them a little later. Sleeping Village, I mean, come on. They always pull something out. Nice surprises. So. Do check them out, schoolofrock.com. There's a new School of Rock opening not too far from here in Wilmington, and this gentleman will be the director. Let's hear Eric Stoggard, now really a director of the School of Rock.
Wow.
Having been introduced that way. All right, so bear with us here. We got a couple new things for you, because we want to keep you on your toes. We got some new stuff that we haven't done, and some stuff we haven't done in a few years. So here comes the big one.
Thank you.
tonight is Mudshark. And with the Mudshark comes the Mudshark arpeggio. A lovely arpeggio, isn't it?
And the mating call of the adult male Mudshark.
Really great time, because we'll be playing all sorts of great
more and more to come. Okay?
Oops.
Would I lie to you?
to you.
She must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Lena, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Now look, I want my busy.
Oh yeah?
I want my beer now. Buffer back up now, devil. Do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man. I mean, I am the devil. Do you understand?
Well, you got
it. What will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you notice this little contract.
You might have been right. You son of a.
Don't call me that.
That's the only reason I learned for. Give me that paper. Bet your ass I'll sign because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
You can't vote for me. You ain't that bad. Why, you should have seen some of the souls that I had. Well, there was Little House Nixon and Scooter Libby too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, that's a big deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what? What you gonna do?
I mean, you're not supposed to
want
to make a deal with me. I mean, what's this about a deal, man?
The devil, you make the deals. It's like a
I
devil.
I don't know, man. You're making me kind of nervous. This is my first gig and everything.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Now, look, Mr. Devil here. Hold on a second, Mr. Devil. Now, as long as the devil's been around, there's no such thing as a first gig for the devil. Ever. Mr. Satan, Mr. Beelzebub, Mr. Bub. Wait, may I call you Bub?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you made deals with all sorts of people, like, I've heard, like, Utopia, old Martha Stewart.
Bubba.
Let's see. All sorts of wonderful people with that now. Now, first gig or not, Mr. Devil. Now, you're talking all this big, bad shit here. Now, there are very, very few things here.
I just wasn't expecting you to give me a deal, you know what I mean?
But see, you got the kid now, babe. So now it's like time to make a deal. Because look, you got my Chrissy, you got my beer. Okay, now I wanted you to murmur up. Let's see, now you're talking all this great shit about like making deals here. I hear you dealt with Scooter.
Oh yeah, I mean, we were leaking stuff together down in house. You know, it was crazy shit.
Okay, now look.
So if you want to make a deal with me, you
got to
hang with Scooter
Libby,
okay?
Oh, well, look, Scooter, well, look, let me tell you something about Scooter. Scooter is about this tall, first of all. So he's just that kind of guy. But now, here's what I want to do here. There's a very, very simple, simple thing here. I'm a very, very simple guy. A very, very simple, smart guy. I demand two things. Very, very, very smart man. I demand only two very, very small things. That's titties and beer.
No!
Titties.
No, not titties and beer.
And beer.
Not titties and beer, no!
A billion protuberances and lager.
Not titties and beer.
Titties and beer. That's when the devil, he's
agree. With everybody likes a lot of misery.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Or as Paul Stanley would say, I will see guitar! We're gonna bring it down right about now. We see a lot of couples falling in love over here and dancing and people smiling. Because it's Samba music, for God's sake, right? Wow. Let's bring it down. Falling in love.
Time to get cool.
Set up there with all the dates. Tomorrow night we're out in Sayreville, New Jersey. I know a few of you are going to be there. You're going to be there, right? Not a far ride. With the fantastic Mahavishnu Project opening up for us. Dave doing double duty. It's a band he's been playing with for a while now. And some of you might... Who was here last time? In the fall? Remember that kick-ass band that opened up for us? Stretch, the trio? The guitarist is also in that Mahavishnu Project. So you ought to come on out. It's only about an hour and a half drive, if that. And we'll be, you know, back in the area. We're going to be up and down the East Coast. We'll be back in the area later on the tour. So do check that out, projectgodz.com. If you got some friends, If you have some friends, period, then that's good news. But if you have some friends in Cambridge, Mass, or Albany, or Cleveland, or Chicago, let them know, because we're going to be coming into their town pretty soon. Atlanta, you know, North Carolina, all around the place. So do spread the word. This is a very word of mouth thing. We're going to continue right now with something, the first of a couple tunes we're going to do from a very special album. An album that was Ike's first album with the Zappa Crew. A little album known as Joe's Garage.
Well, that's okay. Well, yeah. Well, no.
Not Not you, dude.
I forgot, I wasn't clear about the prerequisites, let's just say. Wet t-shirt, mammalian protuberances, that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, but that's okay. This is the first show, so we'll busk in here, as the player said. And we'll bring out the lovely Andre Chumley up here to play guitar for you. And the next time, you just remember, you bring those mammalian protuberances up here, and we'll see, we'll get you up on stage, and for big ones, wet ones, etc. etc. Here we go.
Thank you.
bring our good friend Katie Jacoby back to the stage. Many of you have met her.
Killer Katie, ladies and gentlemen.
Some of you have met her here before from the School of Rock and beyond. We're going to bring it down a little bit once again. 20.
Yeah.
Stalgard up to the stage on bass.
I'm going to be away for his birthday, so this is his birthday present.
Matt's son of Sluggo. Son of Sluggo.
This is actually the first tune he ever learned on bass. Actually, it's the first song he ever learned on any instrument.
There you go.
True.
We're going to take a break after this one, but why don't you dance around a little bit more? One more time. Next generation playing this music. playing any kind of music. We need that in today's world. So thank you, parents. We're going to take a short break. We got some CDs out there. Very happy to say that thanks to Fern and Dean and everyone at It's About Music, local company, we've re-released Ike Willis' debut album, remastered and repressed its out front, as well as his second album. And I'm happy to say I have a brand new album out, and it's out there, all instrumental, strange music. You should go get it. But thanks for coming out, and at the very least, go sign our mailing list so we can invite you back out here in a couple months. Viva Zappa! We'll see you in a few.
Mm-hmm.
Project, boys and girls. That was the mini anthem from Thing Fish.
Yeah.
There's leaking and there's leaking.
I'm going back to Harlem. I'm tired of this.
Hey, you going back to Harlem?
I'm going to go hang in the hood, man. I mean,
are you down? Is that where you're down with your people?
I'm down with my brothers, man.
You're down with your brothers?
That's right.
You down?
I can smoke a little weed, play my saxophone.
Oh, man. You bet.
Hillary doesn't know where I am.
Oh, man. Once again, the fabulous, I mean that, babe. And I mean that. Katie Jacoby on violin. She bad. No, she's not old enough. She's my niece. She's my niece. Don't, please, keep the drool, like, just over the cuff there, okay?
And look who's here on bass.
Hey, there's young Max Smallgarden on bass. Look.
Thank you. Fine, Mr. Eric Slick on drums. It's his first gig, like, yo.